Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Bring that ass over here, Jerry.
Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Tony Del Deer with us. Bobby Slayton back in the studio along with our friend Billy Blank, who's the feature for Bobby this weekend, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. They'll both be here later on. And we'll wrap up today's program and the week with our friend Lewis Black on the phone. And Petey Mack will be here to discuss all the sports. Something happened. Mm-hmm. Anybody happened last night? Oh, the Rams. That was a big day yesterday
for the Rams. Rams
won. Temple, South Florida, man.
I was watching a little bit of that, but it wasn't a game.
I didn't even click on it. Yeah. I was like, no.
And Craig Evans in the house.
Lair seems to have a good offense.
Lair, yeah.
I call it out the L.A. Rams.
They're Lair. It's L.A.R. Anymore. Took me like you said, took me like 12 minutes last week to figure out who Lair was. Who the hell's Lair? I thought it was maybe a soccer team or something like that.
Lair.
Yeah. We're all into soccer now.
Lair and
LAC, which is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Right.
But what was the Raiders when they were in L.A.? Was they L.A.R.?
Yeah, well, I don't remember them being a lot of – that was the early 80s.
Yeah, they didn't really do
there
that.
There wasn't a lot
then.
Of
or were crawls they just LA that had –
yeah, there wasn't a lot of crawls with – acronyms like that.
No, it just said Raiders.
Right. Yeah. I think it just said L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus with only one team, they just had to say okay. L.A.
Yeah.
Right, because in baseball.
So, yeah, Lair's got a decent offense.
You got Ladd and Law.
Yeah.
You know, the Los Angeles Angels and Los Angeles Dodgers. Then you got the Lel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the Lakers. And the Lack, which is also the same
Clippers.
As the Chargers. I can't tell the difference between the Chargers and the Clippers.
Who else had
one plays football?
Who else had?
Thankfully, the Jake hockey Lamada. Team they have Anaheim and Los Angeles, different designations. L.A. hasn't insisted upon absorbing the Ducks yet.
You absorb? They're not absorbing the Duck last night. Yeah.
Los Angeles Ducks of Anaheim,
and the Duck did not like it.
Tell us more about that process.
Absorbing a duck?
Yeah,
there's a video we'll put out later.
That on the dark web next to the tongue bath.
Damn right.
Yeah, here's another guy that says, just because the Ready Whip is expired doesn't mean you can't suck the gas out of the can. Did you at least do that?
I did not.
No.
No. You're just not trying.
Right, because my understanding is that stuff
he sucked the chrome off that gas.
That doesn't go bad.
I know he did that.
Whippets don't go bad.
Some of the players that had the 96-year-old Jake LaMotta include, but are not limited to, Peter McBelieber, Petey's man crush, prison wallet pickpocket, pushing daisies with Fidel, reverse rim job gets a hit, as does Reynolds bear rap, Richard Feetsergood gets a hit, as does Santorum Stash, Santorum Zerbert, Skip and Dot Smothered Love, and Smallpox from the Grave. All get hits.
That's hard.
Well, the names before Skip and Dot Smothered Love.
I'm curious about the reverse rim job.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, what is that?
Just go the other direction?
Yeah, it's like, if you're below
counterclockwise.
You're below the equator, that's how you do it.
That's what I thought.
Like when you were in Chile, that's how you did it.
Yeah, south of the equator.
Chile.
The rim jobs go the other way.
I've always heard that.
I've seen it.
Congratulations to
seen it.
Rim job. I mean, reverse rim job. Congratulations. Good hit. going to run into that guy someday, too, in a line. Hey, Tyler, I'm reverse rim job. I said, oh, geez, okay. Nice to meet you. I'll see you later.
Don't shake my hand.
And it'd be like, I hope it's a girl, actually, but right. It won't be. You know, it won't be.
The voice is coming from, like, the floor.
Yeah.
You turn around, he's not there.
Yeah, you look down.
Then you look down.
No, usually they're really wholesome events when that happens, too. Like we're watching people play youth sports. Hey, I'm reverse rim job. Maybe you shouldn't say it so loud. We're watching youth sports.
And don't stand behind me.
Craig?
Holden McGroin leads the
league.
That's
the dude.
With six hits.
That's exactly the guy that I know personally now because I see him all the time. But the first time I met him, I'm at a youth sports event, girls softball. Hey, Tyler, I'm Holden McGroin. I said, hey. and it wasn't separate from people. There were people around. I go, okay, good to know. Thing is, I knew what he meant when he said that. But if you hear that, hey, Tyler, I'm Holden McGroin,
yeah.
I'm thinking, and people are looking around, what's this guy doing?
What's he doing?
I knew what he meant.
Well, naturally.
Sure. He's leading.
Yeah, he has six hits.
Man.
And then no one else does.
Congratulations to Holden McGroin.
So,
good dude, man.
Leading outright.
Yeah.
Leading outright, yeah.
Big listener of the program. Of course, I guess you're in the Deadpool, you probably are a big listener of the program.
3 months to go still, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We're not quite at the end of September. But he would be the winner if the world ended tomorrow.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
Assuming there's no more.
Today.
Oh, yeah. Something could happen today.
Of course, tomorrow the world ends. A lot of people in the Deadpool die. So how do we do that?
Ooh, I don't know.
Think about that. Yeah.
Everybody gets 10.
All right.
Everybody's a winner.
Yep.
But there's still tiebreaker points.
Yeah, there are. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Nobody will be around to calculate. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody.
What time?
Is there
a specific time tomorrow?
I've been asking.
Usually, when they do those end of the world things, it's a perfect. It's actually
right.
This hour when.
Just do it after the Canes game. Just do it after the Canes.
I've been researching this a lot.
2:30. So do it after that.
No one has mentioned a time of day that this is going to happen.
4:20. Just let's do it at 4:20. What's the cause? Yeah. Is it an asteroid?
Nibiru.
Yeah, it's that hidden planet.
It's the hidden planet that's going to somehow make an appearance and
like shoot us with a laser.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. No, really.
Yes. There's a hidden planet. Why is that going to destroy us?
And then when it appears, what happens to the Earth?
I don't get it.
I think the hidden planet is going to collide into Earth.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, causing the calamity. I don't know where it's hiding and why we can't see it.
Okay. That makes sense.
But I think you explained it to us once.
I have, and I think it's hiding behind Jupiter or something.
Okay. That makes sense.
It does.
Yeah. I think Jupiter's pretty big.
Well, you can't hide behind Uranus.
Yeah, no.
Yes, you can. I see you. That's a peekaboo game.
Exactly. You can't hide.
No.
You can hide behind Jupiter.
Yep.
But not
I
Uranus.
See you.
Who didn't know that was coming?
Exactly. I'm glad you found it good. I was swirling in my brain, but that was a better one than I had. So good for you. Congratulations. I waited. Petey's the worst at that. He goes, my anus. I mean, almost every third time Petey screws that bit up. So when he's here, I try to jump on it before he stops it. Your anus.
Yeah.
My anus, he says sometimes. I say, okay, whatever. That's not the bit.
I only regret that I have but one life to give for my country. That was on this date in 1776.
Who said that again?
Nathan Hale.
That's right.
Or George Washington, if you ask Mike Pence.
Mike Pence. Don't ask him anything.
Said that while Jefferson was chopping down the cherry tree.
Right.
And freeing the slaves.
Right.
And President Paul Revere.
Right. Well, you know. Those people believe that crap, so why not say what you feel like?
One of the best ever. I think he's ranked in the top five, isn't he?
Who, Pence?
Paul Revere.
Oh, yeah.
President Paul Revere.
President Revere.
Yes. That's where we got the term.
He's ranked in the top five, isn't he?
According to some people on my Facebook,
my top five favorite presidents, Paul Revere is in there.
President Revere. I love that.
Do you? Jerry Lewis is dead and has been for a few months.
Yeah, we discussed that.
Oh, you did?
Well, we had a little death pool discussion.
Bring that ass over here, Jerry.
Oh, at the time we did.
Yeah.
You don't want
bring
to say that
dead
to Jerry.
Ass over here.
Yeah.
Say no.
All right, well, we've mentioned Jerry two segments in a row. Let's see if we can keep this going.
Well, Jerry Lewis, his will is coming out. Last will and testament is coming out.
All right.
And to his six kids, his six sons, to the first wife, in his will, he named them all and said they get nothing.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
You mean even Gary Lewis?
Even Gary.
Because Gary Lewis from the Playboys, that guy's got to be 70 now.
Yeah.
Because it was his band. But so he didn't like any of his ex-kids. Excuse me, his kids.
Well, that's the six from the first marriage.
Well, that'd be Gary Lewis. Be one of those, obviously. Yeah.
Yes, it would.
And he obviously married somebody recently.
He named them all.
Man.
And said, they get
said
nothing.
You get nothing.
Man, there's a difference between leaving them out and then naming them all and just saying, you get nothing.
He did.
That's hardcore, man.
He said, it being my intention that they shall receive no benefits.
You know, it's like a movie, too. They're all sitting around watching the video. Or somebody's reading it.
That's
to
totally
him.
That. Yeah. You get nothing. That's going to happen to you, Tony, from your real dad.
You get Jack.
And my one biological kid I don't see up in Omaha, he gets nothing.
You get nothing.
You get Jack. And you get Jack.
He must have had a falling out there, huh? Yeah.
Well, you know, he was on his third wife. At least the, I believe.
And they probably pumped out a couple of kids.
No, I think there was one daughter out of that. Huh. And I'm not sure if it was even his.
And he was worth $50 million. So Gary's pissed. Because this diamond ring ain't bringing in that kind of cash.
No.
So that's an old song.
So who gets the money?
Probably
she does.
The wife he lived with now.
The ex-wife, or the wife and the kid and her kid. The current wife.
That's hard.
You're right. They were sitting around some big lawyer's stuffy office.
In 2012.
Yep. Gary and the rest of you five get nothing.
Get nothing.
And they had no idea that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have.
You'd think the lawyer could have been nice and said, don't go out of your way to come to this meeting. You know, if you got something else going on, don't rearrange your whole day.
Right. And those movies always involve somebody recording themselves, like a VHS tape.
Yep.
They stick it in, the guy's sitting there. You're seeing this, I'm dead now. Yeah. You get nothing, Gary. Ungrateful bitch.
Here's a free copy of Hardly Working.
I wonder what the details are on that.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty harsh.
Yeah, it must be.
I assume.
Either that or you just had a bad, like your second wife was a bitch or your third wife that took out the kids because she wanted all the money. That happens a lot.
That could I wonder about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was an influence.
Right.
Be interesting to hear the backstory on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I very quickly looked into it today, but. You know, I didn't see anything. It says, I have intentionally excluded Gary Lewis, Ronald Lewis, Anthony Joseph Lewis, Christopher Joseph Lewis, Scott Anthony Lewis, and Joseph Christopher Lewis, and their descendants.
Oh,
as
my
beneficiary
God.
Of my estate, it is my intention that they shall receive no benefits hereunder.
He hated his grandkids, too.
Wow.
Well, man, he was just a dick.
And the daughter's adopted.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus his grandkids, he had a ton of grandkids. All those kids he mentioned were in their 50s or 60s at least.
And they thought they were going to cash in. You know they did.
Well, maybe they didn't.
Maybe they knew. Yeah.
They might have known. You're right.
All right.
Man. Although they might have been expecting maybe a little something.
Now, the original piece of information that came out that said that he had died confirmed that he passed peacefully at home of natural causes with his loving family at his side.
That means his current family. How young exactly. were these kids?
Yeah.
How many kids?
She's 25.
Oh, my God. Oh. Did he pop one out with her?
No, she's adopted, as Len Dogg said.
No, his wife.
Wife.
Who?
He adopted his wife? Can you do that?
Well, his wife is Sandy.
Elvis did.
His wife is Sandy, spelled S-A-N-D-E-E.
No, I'm talking about...
So, first of all, I don't like her,
Sandy.
Just because of the way she spells her name. That's not fair.
That's her fault.
Didn't Woody Allen adopt his wife?
No.
Yes, he did.
Well, he adopted a daughter that became his wife.
No. He didn't adopt her. That was his... He never adopted her. He wasn't the actual dad at all. No, I'm not defending
Guardian,
Woody Allen. She adopted him. He was with Mia Farrow. They were boyfriend and girlfriend. Mia Farrow adopted that girl.
Adopted Soon Yi.
She goes, I like her. That's what he said.
I haven't seen that Woody Allen series.
The one with Bobby in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lewis Black's in it, too. I never did see it either.
I remember talking about
it. But Bobby
it.
Had a good point about that. Nobody saw it. You can make a show if nobody sees it. You know, does anybody see it?
True.
Craig?
I think you answered that question with your first statement.
No, I know. I'm not asking you. I'm just
no one sees
move
it.
Move on.
Yeah. No one sees it.
That
no
list
one sees
you,
it. Do they see it? No.
I was going to remind Bobby, but I like your stories. That list you had out the other day, why people hate you? 13, 15 reasons people hate you.
Okay.
One of them was you're a name dropper.
But I like when he name drops.
Oh, yeah. That's what we ask him to do.
Yeah, we ask him to do that.
We live vicariously through him.
Yeah.
As most people in the audience do.
Right.
They don't get to hang out with Woody Allen.
No.
I want to hear about that.
Bill Gates says that he's sorry about Control-Alt-Delete.
I love that bit.
What's wrong
now, Wozniak, was the other guy, too. Actually, I think Bill Gates was more than... No, I'm thinking of Steve Jobs. That's right. So was Bill Gates responsible for thinking that one up?
Yeah.
Really?
For the Control-Alt-Delete.
Man.
Apple, apparently they just have a one button that equals Control-Alt-Delete.
Really?
And so he should have been a single key.
Or
yeah,
at least maybe, or do? Only two keys, for that matter, not three, right?
Yeah. Is there a great uproar somewhere over this?
No. I asked him about it at a... at a panel at the Bloomberg Global Business Forum in New York City. Right, so he said, sorry about the three button.
Years from now, we'll say we're sorry for who's taller.
No, probably not.
No. Because we're going to be doing that next if you want to.
All right. I'm kicking ass.
If you
taking
want to,
names.
We can do that here
I
in just a few
in
minutes.
I 2 weeks,
in
man.
About 15 minutes, we can do that.
Yeah, I got time for Control-Alt, but not Delete.
Well, it takes two hands.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Is
you can do
the
one handed.
Hand, you can?
Yeah, on the right-hand side. Yes.
Of course, I'm involved in that
there,
too. You can do it one-handed. Everybody's trying it now.
Yeah. But a lot of people, if you're right-handed, that's the side that your mouse is on. So then you got to...
Yes, that's true.
It's not natural.
You said mouth? Oh, mouse. Mouse.
I'd forgotten this person existed. Sammy the Bull Gravano has been released from prison.
Man, I did too. And I how'd he get out? Because he was free after turning states against Gotti.
Yes.
But then he was selling drugs in Phoenix.
Yes.
And he got snagged with a lot of them, and he got like 20 years.
He served 15 years. Yeah.
And he's out.
Yes.
Let's take bets on when he's back in. Because that's all this guy knows.
Yeah.
And he loses you lose that status of being, protected. So he's going to find a paycheck.
Nope. He gets a pardon.
That's my guess.
That's true.
He's going to get pardoned.
I knew John Gotti. He was a good guy. I forgot he was out, too.
Yeah.
That guy's alive still.
Apparently, his daughter's been trying to get him out, and the reason you don't care about that is because she is on one of those reality shows.
Oh, one of those, yeah.
As a...
The Mob Girls, yeah.
Yes, one of those.
Yeah. Oh, that's still on?
Yeah, Housewives.
Mob Wives.
Real Mob Wives, yeah. All those
didn't one of those chicks die?
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought she was like the main one that would have torpedoed the show.
Oh, yeah. Ange.
Yeah.
The big old
big
lady.
Ange.
Oh, big Ange.
Yeah, she died of cancer, yeah.
Oh, she didn't get whacked?
No, no, they're all...
By cancer.
Yeah, she got whacked by cancer. Right.
And you can do that with one hand, LD, I'll tell you that.
Well, good.
Fences going up around New York's George Washington Bridge to prevent suicides. They say that 74 people have committed suicide by jumping off the bridge over the last 4 years, but police officers have stopped hundreds of others from jumping. They're going to close it for 3 months. Crews will install the fence, and so no more suicides off the George Washington Bridge in New York.
I started to watch this movie the other day with... the kid that played the kid was in Almost Famous, that actor, the kid that played the reporter in Almost Famous.
Okay.
He's growing. It's like, this is a movie like 2010 or something like that. He's like a early 20-something kid that kills himself. But then when he kills himself, you end up in purgatory. We're just in a crappier town with everybody else has killed themselves. And they're all just, he works in a bad pizza place, and everybody asks each other how they killed themselves. So whatever they were depressed about, they're just in a crappier town working crappy jobs and still living in crappy places. And it's a great premise.
That is. Nobody asked how that they would kill suck. That would just
they all suck. Kill themselves, and they're all just somewhere else living their lives, and they all kill themselves.
And now you can't kill yourself anymore.
Exactly.
No, you can't. You can't.
Now it just sucks.
You can't. Now you're just stuck there. He works in a bad pizza place, got a crappy apartment. Everything looks just crappy. Yeah,
some morons in Homedale, New Jersey. Couple of guys. Drove past a police cruiser. You know, they were just going the opposite directions.
Okay, these are just regular, run-of-the-mill, everyday morons.
Yeah.
Not scientists.
Not scientists.
Correct.
Okay.
Everyday, average morons. They were going the opposite way on the road, see a police cruiser coming, so they decided to shoot the cruiser up with paintballs.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah. You know, cops sometimes shoot you when you're not armed.
The two men in the car were quickly arrested.
Oh, man.
But not shot?
Oh, they must have been white.
Yeah. That's true. I guarantee you.
I don't
white.
Know that for sure. Yeah,
yeah, I bet you money they're white.
Oh,
Tony
yeah.
couldn't
oh,
do that.
Oh, yeah. No, hell no.
Tony couldn't do that.
But we could try.
No.
Let's try.
That'd be a great gig.
Let's try. Yeah, we'll give it a try.
All the cops, commercial break. All the cops in this city know it. They listen to the show.
Yeah, I know, but
they say, that's just Tony with a paint gun.
We'll try it with, like, the St. Louis cops. And see how that goes.
Ooh.
Good bit.
We'll save the St. Louis cop for last.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.